I'm not reading the comments from the Your Comments episode. We've agreed. Cool. Yo, what's going on, people? Another episode of Your Comments, and this time it's for episode 401. For those of you who are brand new here, Your Comments is the brand new weekly episode where we read out your Spotify comments to hear what you have to say about the previous episode.
Do you know I'm vexed? I was about to say, hey, that intro was mad professional.
Until I did that.
Let me do it again.
No,
it's calm. It's calm.
Are you going to remove that part?
I'm not going to remove it, but it's that's what the pod is natural.
Okay, cool.
So it is what
but
it
next
is.
Time I do it, I'll nail it. Don't worry, man.
You promise?
I promise. Your comments dropped every Wednesday. So tell a friend to leave a comment. Make sure your comments are submitted by Tuesday, 6 p.m. So, episode 401, we had Zay's, Uncle Eli, and Paps. Zay's is right, right? We'll just say Zay-Z's. How do I say his name?
I think it's Zay's.
Zay's. All right, cool. He flew out today, innit?
Yeah, Ghana. No, he flew out a couple of days ago.
He's
in Ghana now.
Okay. And episode title, Your Gen Loves to Reminisce. We spoke about brand gifting, new gen problems, filming everything, Big Daddy, reminiscing about the past. Cover spoiling music, the situation with Omalay and his babes, Norwich being the Dubai of the UK, plus more. The poll was which gen is better, millennials with qualifiers being born between 1981 to 96, and Gen Z would be those born 1996 to 2012. We received 103 votes. Question which gen is better, 54 votes for millennials. 54% for millennials, 45% for Gen Z. I mean, that's pretty balanced to me, boy. It just depends on who listened.
That's what I'm saying. I would love to see the analytics of the listeners, but I don't think I can't be bothered, man.
That's what I can't be.
I was gonna give spiel, but I'm just can't be bothered, man.
And then comments are gonna start from the first comment to now. Curls says the new gen filming everything is mad annoying. People can't have fun without the possibility of ending up on the internet the next day.
That's true, man, because you can get caught in the background.
Without that brother that was whining the tea, looked up at you.
But you know what the maddest thing is? The way he just made it too bait, man.
Yeah, well, he's probably his brethren filming him because it's like he knew they were filming him.
Because like man was enjoying the hug as well. Man was hugging the jet.
It's like he knew. But I don't think that one was like, you know when if someone's filming you because you're not supposed to be with someone. I don't think it was that kind of filming. I think he wasn't supposed to be with that girl.
Wow.
No, that video just looked like he weren't supposed to be with that girl as opposed to he's got a girlfriend at home and he's not supposed to be with someone, is what I'm saying. It just looked like that particular girl, he's probably rubbished her to the man them. Don't chat to her no more. She's annoying. Da-da-da-da. All of a sudden, man, see you giving her the show. That's what that looked like to me. But anyway, Pum Pum Wizard says, why are their adverts in French? But that man's international, bro. What's the problem?
Oh, man. Je m'appelle, man. Oui, ou habitu, man.
Lila, the man, the wind,
Gia
man.
Gia Londres, bruv.
Kane says, love hearing the younger gen of influencers on the podcast. This is a 10 out of 10 episode.
Yeah, a lot of people like the... Because remember, we're not the old gen that is like...
Getting onto the new gen.
Yeah, we're not getting... Like, we like what you're doing. We rate it. Like, I think they look at us and rate us as well.
Read this one. I had to read it first. You see that guy here? He's a problem, you know.
I'm not reading this.
Why are you not reading it?
Was he gonna catch me out again with the?
You know, he called me out. Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
The same guy, you know. Look at him.
According to the Spanish outlet, no, I'm not even reading it. I know he's trying Mundo something. No way.
Hey. This guy's an idiot, you know. What's wrong with him? That's not even that part there. It's three shots of monitoring the availability of HFP star Sly Sterling and the next two names. If you read the next two names, don't say it. Just look at it.
Oh.
Read it in your head. You see what he's saying. You get it?
Yeah, he's
this guy, bro. Nah, he's not catching me out again. Shout out Glover, though. Nice attempt. K Banks says, good episode. You should bring more of the new gen creators on here. Tola says, Taser, went through this already in the last episode. It's grandma, not nan. Let's not make it a hat trick now. I don't realize I'm doing it, you know.
I don't think it's that serious.
No, but you know it is though. My
Cause you can say nan. Well,
no, but my daughter's
in East we say nan.
No, but the thing is, my daughter's gran or nan. Yeah. That's right.
Gran. No, they're saying gran. Grandma. We say grandma.
No, she says yaya anyway. So it's just nan. And then my mom is grandma.
Yeah.
We don't call that side grandma. It's just so we know who we're talking about. We don't say, like in my in my culture, we don't say old people's first names. I'm saying we might know that we don't say them. Even when I go to your yard, if I ever meet your mom, I'm not calling your mom by her first name, I'm calling her auntie or mummy. So I'm saying I'm not saying your mom's name. Even if your mom said it's okay, Taser, call me Sandra. I'm not doing it. Yeah. I'm not doing it. Hello, Sandra. What? Nah.
But ain't that disrespectful to that person though?
I hear
because
it.
Because the same way you're respecting a person by
not saying them,
but they might say it because some people feel old.
Okay, can I explain why? Do I have the opportunity to explain why I refer? No, but if you know.
No, I get what you're saying. I'm just saying, as in, like, it works both ways in terms of.
No, if they're adamant that I say their real name, then I'll say their name, but I won't feel comfortable saying
it. Yeah, I hear that.
Is what I'm saying. Matt Machie says, good episode. Sonic games were on Game Boy Advance, not our, the original Game Boys. Old gen over new gen all day. Kofi says, great episode. Bear Ayos. Regarding the tune, the Afrobeats tune that Marvel's. Wait, regarding the Afrobeats tune, Marv wasn't wrong. There's a Ghanaian tune by Ofori and Ponza with that title. 80s, 90s is the best gen, by the way. No Flexi 03 says, the Malachi ting was so wet. Man like the all black young content creators I was posting about it and I can't lie, it had me cringe. Man like, let the guy live with his absolute insane decision. Okay. Momar DS says, I agree with the backpacking theory, Taser. I did a solo trip to Barcelona for my birthday 2 years ago. Decided to stay in a hostel for 2 nights. And most of the women I met said the same thing. I can't remember what I said, but he basically agrees with what I said. Donny7 says, Super SNES is just SNES, Super Nintendo Entertainment System. Taser's miseducating the new gen of the old ways. That's why they're losing recipes. Good episode. Big up the 80s babies. Them and the new gen. All because I said Super SNES.
Man, I swear I corrected you though.
Yeah, you corrected me. Okay.
Yeah, but Super SNES is wild though.
No, because I wanted to get the Super out.
Because
there's two. That's not AO.
Wanted to get the Super out.
As what? In the Super part of the name.
But SNES is Super.
Yeah, I know. But I wanted to say Super. And then I just said Super NES.
Say Super Nintendo.
Call it SNES.
Oh, you can't say Super NES.
And honestly, I've never heard that. I've heard SNES.
You can say Super NES.
All right, fair enough.
SNES or Super Nintendo.
Will X Ben says, Fortes. Heard you mention Bali a few times across a few episodes. I'm heading there in May and would like any tips and advice that you may have about the island, especially for a group of 25-year-old black boys.
Do you know what I hate? Like, not that, but when I go to New York, Atlanta, whatever, and then people say to me, or Dubai, people say to me, yo, your mom, you just come up from Dubai or America, whatever. Can you let me know some stuff to do? Brother, allow me, man. I don't even know what I'm doing when I'm here, bro. No, I'll be honest with you. So it's very hard for me to let you know what I'm doing because I'm doing shit day by day. Like, I don't know what I'm doing 2 days.
Someone said to me,
I don't do itineraries like that. Nah, I'm there.
No, I know.
And if someone messages me, I'll go out. But then when people ask me, I'm like,
look, if you were doing tourist stuff, damn, my kids about my bridge, bro.
I came to relax in my hotel room and just be in a different environment, bro.
Yo. I hear it. But even with Bali, I didn't go to the island. Matthew did that. But apparently, there's only one that people go to, Phi Island or something like that.
Okay, I've heard of it.
Yeah, so go to that. But apparently, it's like a 2-3 day thing, just for the experience. Me personally, I'm not in a space where I want to do that. Maybe later on in my life. Right now, that does not appeal to me at all. But Matthew did it. Matthew's more of a daredevil in that sense. And he enjoyed it, so. Phi Island is where I think you lot should go. And obviously the bait strip. Oh no, that was Thailand. Bali, go see the museum. I can't remember what the thing is called. Let me see if I can Google it now. Bali
Museum of Cock.
Oh wait, bruv.
You know the man that's
been Garadu Winsu Kensena statue. That's it.
Oh, that's the Wham statue.
Yeah. The Bali's biggest statue. Yeah, go check that out. That was actually a little vibe still.
Well, I was going to say, I was saying to Taser that the maddest thing is, when I was in Cosmo on Sunday with my mum, I met my bedroom Pat from school and he was there and he said, I just come back from Bali. So now I swear, you can, yeah, I was there for like a month. So these brethren's out there opening a restaurant and doing the whole Muay Thai thing. And he's like, I said, yeah, Tate's mentioned about going there. I want to go there for about 2 weeks. Going, yeah, 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 the minimum is 2 weeks. Because remember, we were talking about going there, innit?
Yeah.
We can record like the pod from
there. Yeah, I'm on it. Things like that as well. And remember I told you he's building an apartment? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know if you saw his story recently.
Yeah, I saw it still.
It's getting to the final steps. And there's a Nigerian restaurant out there. Afro Kana Bali. Okay. Pounded yam, egg, because ants there every day. Yeah, yeah, and it's cheap.
Yeah.
But then we can go out there, gym. Everything is mad cheap. And literally, sun, eat good. The only thing is, if you're someone who likes the city life, you might struggle. Because you can't go over there and start dripping. It's there's no need, bro. Plain tea, shorts, slides.
That's your thing though, anyway.
Yeah, in
general.
I've
noticed that whenever you're on holiday, you know that in general,
I'm
like
easy, man.
You're easy. Like you see Taser Black, yeah? Taser Black travels the lightest out of anyone I know. Man went Sweden. Me and Matthew, brother, I've checked in a 23 kg bag. It was 22.9 kg on the dot. Boom. Taser's got a little bag. I said, oh, well, you checking your luggage? Nah, this is my bag. What, for the whole...
Nah, it was three days, bro.
You're a sicko. Me and Matthew were like, what?
Brother.
Brother, these men had one jacket, one big jacket for the whole weekend.
How many jackets do you
brother,
need?
I brought four jackets,
why?
Bro.
Do you need four jackets?
I brought two puffer jackets and another jacket. Bro,
I got a multi-purpose jacket where if it's cold, it's good. If it's hot, it's decent. I'm saying, then I put, boxes, socks, t-shirts.
Yeah, I always overpack boxes and socks. I don't know why, like, I'm going to shoot myself.
Two or three pairs of bottoms, one pair of shorts, a couple vests, and then toiletries. My laptop, and I'm done. What else do I need? And obviously all the wires and stuff, but you just squeeze it in there.
I've got one bag for that anyway.
But what else do I need? What I need is food. I'll get that out there. And anything I'm missing, I'll go to the shop.
I need trace, man.
But I'm not going to stunt over there. I don't need flexibility, bro.
I need trace,
black
man.
Tea, white tea, couple boxes, couple socks, black tracksuit bottom, colored tracksuit bottom with a case for stepping out. And I've got my bank card in case I need anything. I'm good. I bought a new suitcase anyway, hand luggage. I actually spent money on it.
I went to Dubai and got a suitcase. That orange suitcase I got from Dubai. I think I've paid like 30 quid for it.
Nah, my suitcase is three bills.
I see. I went to
Let me just explain. So my birthday came up. I posted a pair of trainers, but the trainers I posted, my brethren actually bought that for me. It wasn't Corey. But my other brethren, she messaged me like, oh, those trainers you like, it's your birthday. Let me get them for you. I said, no, that's my foot. I actually got them. She's like, I want to get you something for your birthday. I said, well, I'm looking at this suitcase. Sent her the link. She said, £300? No, 280, sorry. So I'm not sending you, I'm not buying 280. I said, I didn't tell you to buy it. You said, what's on my wish list? I sent it to you. Because you know what? I sent you half the P. So she sent me half the P. I bought the suitcase. And obviously, it arrived. And I was bare gassed when I was packing today.
You see all my female friends that listen to this, yeah? Are you seeing your age mates?
Yeah, but I'm a good friend, though.
Man, I'm a better friend, bro.
The proof's in the pudding, bro.
Nah, people, it's obviously cost of living,
I
bro.
Swear.
Yeah, cost of living.
Say that. I'm a good friend.
No, you got more friends in entertainment. That's why. I got more 9-to-5ers. I got more 9-to-5ers, so.
No, actually, the last four girls that bought me gifts, they're all 9-to-5ers, bro. So you're chatting shit.
No.
No, they are.
No.
Listen, shout out my bridges anyway. Shout out Carly. And shout out Dammy for my suitcase.
Hey, you see,
you know Dammy. You know, I'll tell you after.
We need to go and expect the foolishness, and these men need to. Because do you see what I tweeted Travis today? I said, "Brother, relax, man."
Yeah, and he said this piece.
Brother, he said, "Oh, we get in the podcast and killed you, man." No, you didn't. Man, want to write it on their tombstone. Brother, relax, man. That's your claim to fame, bro. You come on three shots and went mad. Brother, allow it.
They can legit go around and say we broke out three shots. After the episode.
No, they can't because Keith wasn't here that day.
No, I'm not saying
Keith was here and there was an argument that happened.
Yeah.
And then I'll say cool, but Keith wasn't here.
I'm saying, bro.
Brother, you highlighted Keith not being here and speculated. What's going on? Don't worry. You see the energy, yeah? That man a toast. When man goes on that podcast, I am firing from their hip, bro. Like, nah. All right, cool.
Is it KG, better watch out?
All of them, even the man behind the camera.
Wale,
you're toast as well, blood. When I catch Wale, blood. What I laugh at my Eggersy thing, yeah? Am I going to kick that laptop when I get to the studio? No,
I'm joking. Larty says, Loyal Karna is a great artist, amazing artist, sorry, South London guy with tunes on FIFA, even supported legends like Nas and MF Doom on their tour. Love this episode with the contrast of the old versus new gen. VB says, why read certain comments if you're not going to respond to them? Is this a reading lesson? We can see and read them ourselves. Thank you, VB. Thank you. Continue reading. Man says, nah, Taze is too quick. Man said, why do you want to be twerking? Oh, I can't remember what I said that as a response. You see that?
No, could he? Because he said something about...
I know, I can remember what he's... I don't remember, like, I remember what it was, though.
Something about what women doing and what men doing. You're like, what, you want to twerk? See, yeah.
That's going to have... That episode's going to have loads of clips, to be fair. That's a sick episode. But you see what I'm saying about
that? That came out today now. It came out at 8 p.m. today.
The YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to clip that up this week still. SDS says, the man they need to get out in nature, get some fresh air, not everyday club. True. I advise that still. Dreezy3000 says, Loyal Karna is fire. Taser, you're slipping. His bars on Hocus Pocus are cold. Also, the man them were talking about playing Sonic on a Sega Game Gear. Can't be a Game Boy. Keep the energy going. Free shots. Wait, did I say I didn't listen to... Why is everyone getting at me for Loyal Karna?
I don't know.
Maybe there was a little giggle when my man said he listens to it.
No, maybe. But I think he said... No, but I swear, even when he said there was certain artists, you were like, no, I'm cool. I want to actually learn. Like,
yeah, I'm asking. I was generally asking him. Yeah. And then last comment on that episode, Lord Zach says, the energy these young bucks brought was pretty cool. Fair play to their hustle and grind. The admittance that clout is destroying our people's perception of reality is very telling. Definitely a funny episode. And then episode 2, title, was growing up safer then or now? Episode also includes shisha lounges, talking about our haircuts, drinking in Dubai, showering in public showers. Why would you put this in the topic? Tossing with your weak hand. Look at you, bruv.
What's wrong with that? It's the truth, though.
Anyway, the poll was about whether it was safer now, growing up now, or growing up in the early 2000s. 106 people voted. 41% says safer now. 58% says safer then. And in the comments... have you accepted all these comments, by the way?
Yeah, why?
I just thought there'd be more. Ibrahim says, this was a good episode. When they attacked our generation by saying we reminisce too much, I felt attacked. Why counter broke this one? Bumba clack. LOL. Petro says, look, you look like Little Sims. Rightio. They got me with that.
That one was too funny, man.
S says, good episodes, greetings from Amsterdam.
Zup.
Daniel Osai says, man said Taser looks like Little Sims. Now I can't get that image out of my head. Young Simbi, you know. Q says, why for sharing shoulder shaking stories? A man said he uses the left because it feels like someone else. Hey, 33 Merchant says, levels, lads, levels. Jokes. I made a joke about Keith. Anyway, I'm sure you lot will miss your brethren, but you lot will carry on. XZ says, old gen versus new gen was interested in a good way. Regarding your comments, do not add a woman as your third. It would fuck up the banter from a woman.
That disclaimer was too funny. Add a woman, just so you know.
Just says, another great episode, guys. Refreshing, but also hilarious hearing the perspective of different gens. Also, Taser, bring back the Dilemma helpline. Awesome, funny tweets. Don't worry, man. We got stuff coming. Forwarding. Peter Alonzi says, nah, this episode was two jokes. That Little Sims bar was wild. Mr. E says, Big Sexy is wild. But yeah, good contrast of old and new gen. Funny yet interesting. Keep it up, man. Fundex1 says, these men have great chemistry. They're junior free shots, you know. Bumba clack.
They could actually do a pod them free.
Yeah, they could. Root says, when Damilola Taylor died, there was a serious worry and he wasn't in the gang. Shit happened, but social media just highlighting a bit more now. Watch Marv say, that's what I'm saying, but ain't saying that. And they're on to
you. Brother, don't mind him. It wasn't the same then, bro. Because remember, when that happened, bro, the whole nation was like, what?
Was it the story behind, though?
Nah, because Damilola was 10 and he got stabbed.
10?
10, yeah. I think it was 10 or 12. I think it was 10.
Yeah.
Either 10 or 12, I can't remember, you can Google it. I think it's 10 or 12. But when he got stabbed, that's when the whole nation was like, what? A black, like, what's going on? Like, because remember, in terms of crime, it was normally older people involved. Even Stephen Lawrence, when Stephen Lawrence got killed, that was like, rah, what happened?
It was 10, right?
Exactly.
Me is 10.
That's what I'm saying. That he was 10. Mad. And he was walking home from school at 10 and he got stabbed. And I think the boys were like 12 or 13. Yeah. So that was that. Remember, the nation was like, oh my God, if that happened, I'm not saying it wouldn't be the same vim now. It would be like, this is disgusting, but because you're hearing about it more often now.
10 is mad, boy. That's scary, man.
His dad passed away the other day as well, RIP.
Just in peace, man. Love and guidance to the family, man. Lord Zach says, them man said Taser used to look like Little Sims. That's crazy. Personally, I wouldn't have that. Don't have it, Taser. Fight back. Funny stuff, though.
That line was... Do you know what it is? Because I've never heard anyone say that before.
It came out of nowhere. It's just like...
It's a really like Little Sims, you know? Do you see how... You know, it's the way the younger gen talk as well. Like, there's times where perhaps say stuff like... there's one line that the younger gen always say. What is it? Fuck! Oh, man. it'll come to me.
T-Show says, iron sharpens iron with iron is brazy. Can't lie. The verse is iron sharpens iron full stop. Hey. Glover's had left another comment. Not reading it. This guy's he's relentless, boy. And then obviously, we dropped a bonus episode because everyone was cooking me because my Bredgen bought... Everyone's cooking me because I bought my Bredgen shoes. Loons, again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I supposed to phone Loons. Should I try and ring him now quickly?
You can, but he violated, though. Marks came in. None of them came, bruv.
What do you mean?
Marks forwarded earlier to record the episode. I just saw him walking out looking all like hurt. You know, he looked like a lost puppy. I said, all right, what's wrong? He said, bruv, that man never came. I said, what? So you didn't record? He goes, nah. I said, what we did? I just sat for an hour. I said, no, why are you phoning them? I said, I'm not phoning them. They didn't phone me.
Or do you want me to phone Loons tomorrow on Thursday for that episode?
Yeah, that's the one dropping tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah, Thursday's gone. Cool. It's going to drop tomorrow, yeah.
So I shouldn't phone him now?
No. Phone him for tomorrow. Yeah, so the story is...
What's tomorrow? Thursday, by the way.
Thursday, sorry. So the story is, I bought my friend some shoes. Loons decided to talk about online, saying that there's something going on. And then there's been a back and forth discourse. Apparently, the blogs picked it up. Me personally, I don't know what's going on, but yeah, we all leaned into it because it was funny. But then the wider conversation was, can man and woman be friends?
Platonic friends.
Platonic friends. Can a man or can a person buy their friend a gift and that person is in a relationship? And what kind of gift can they buy? So obviously, Marv called a... what do I call it? Intervention.
Brought you up on charges.
So that became the bonus episode. If you haven't listened to it, go listen to it now. It's on this... the third episode I dropped last week.
Basically, the sentiment of the episode was that... Robert, Jesus, excuse me. Me and Taser were thinking that there's times when something happens. Like we normally record on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, but it's normally a Tuesday. But if something happens on a Wednesday... We can't talk about it because we've already called on a Tuesday. So me and in our mind, we're like, you know, we might start doing that where if something happens to either me or Taze or in the world of current affairs or something, we'll just jump on our computers, record something and just fling it out. So if you don't want that, let us know. But moving forward, that could be something behind the paywall, bro. I'm not even being rude.
It is going to be behind the paywall.
Okay, because at the end of the day, like, then you can just be getting...
Drops whenever we want, innit?
Obviously, you'll get like an additional, maybe an additional episode to the normal Tuesday, the normal Friday.
Yeah.
But then in between, you might just get
the impromptu ones.
The impromptu ones where something happens, we're just going to throw a podcast at you. You might wake up in the morning, there's a pod there.
Bro. Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So you obviously, you know what we mean. This means the Patreon's coming soon, all of that stuff. Also, what I want, yeah, now that Marv said it, whenever you lot see something on the timeline, you lot want our thoughts and our views on it, DM us on the Instagram page And then if it's something that we deem worthy to talk about, we'll talk about it.
And we'll say where it came from as well.
Yeah,
this more, person sent blah blah blah, and then
there'll be more information in regards to like how that's going to work as the weeks go by. We're still just trying to figure it out, but yeah, just pay attention, man.
And also, do me a big favor as well. Wherever you're listening to the podcast, screenshot it and at the Free Shots page. You can at me and at Taser as well, and at the Free Shots page. And then, for example, if you listen to the podcast, you're in the kitchen. But we need to see where it is, though, if that makes sense. If you're in a car, we can see Free Shots on the dial on your radio. Or what's it called?
What they're listening to.
What they're listening to, like, so Free Shots, like, and also your location. That's what you wanted as well.
Yeah, location, yeah.
So, like, put your location, whether it's, like, you know, like, on Insta or whatever, you can put the little location things. It could be Lisbon, London, even if it's London, it's all good.
And if you don't want to post it on your story, just send it as a DM. Send a picture as a DM. That's fine as well.
Yeah, send a picture in your DM with your location. But if you can, at myself, at Taser, at Free Shots, we'll repost it as well.
All right, so the comments. There's bare comments on this one. What do you lot want to say? Povsky says, has anyone said Axel the Sassy looks like Taze? Yeah,
That's the Manchester United brother, isn't it?
No, Chelsea defender.
Oh, yeah.
Curtis Jackson says, now we're talking. Good clarity from Taze because I was losing it because man can't buy my babes no gifts unless they want to get their head boss. Pause. Can't trust Taze for when he's buying girl sweets. Love it, man. The sweets one, I liked the girl. So I was buying her sweets. That's different. I'm not just going to buy sweets for my bridging. We be doing it. And even if I do, there's nothing behind it. What? If me and my brethren in the shop and I buy her a packet of Skittles, what? Is there intention behind it, Marv? Because you're looking at your phone like I said something bad.
No.
This guy. Ben O says, Taser is not a simp, but there's an ulterior motive. Doesn't buy drinks for the man then, but is gifting shoes. All right, Marv, please. Please. Can you clarify this buying the man them drinks? Can you just put it to a particular time? And then we've moved on. It's 2024, bro. This, you can't let this narrative continue, my guy.
Well, the narrative, you man say I don't lips.
I didn't continue that this year. What are you doing?
You definitely had it on the pod recently.
Well, if I know your lips, girl, I've seen you, bro. You're talking.
Relax, man. Man,
I seen you outside, bro. I know your lips, girl. Sorry, my bad. But I buy drinks, man. Come on, man. Allow it. You think I could do big R&B dance and the man that may get him refreshed? Allow me, man.
I don't think you buy drinks, but I just feel that if there's a bottle there, you're not stingy with the bottle.
Yeah, but that's what I need to do, though. None of us go to the bar buy drinks like that, though.
Sometimes we do. If I go to a venue and, like, we go somewhere, I will normally say to man, I'll go to the bar and be like, if me and Matty are there, I'll be like...
All right, cool. What's my particular drink when I ask? If you offer? Do I not say either tequila lemonade or sometimes just lemonade?
But to be fair, you don't drink that much anymore.
Exactly.
You know, that doesn't mean that you can't buy drinks. Because you don't drink anymore. You know what I'm saying? Mama's going to make everybody tea total now because man don't want to drink no more.
But most of the brothers I go out with can buy their own drinks, bro. It's not that I don't want to...
It don't work like that,
it's
though,
not
man.
That I don't want to buy drinks.
Is this a gesture?
If I go to the bar, yeah. I'm buying drinks. But it's not my first thing to go in the dance and all of a sudden I'm at the bar.
That's my tip. When I walk into the rave, I'll scope the rave, I take a little walk. And then, for example, when I went till 2, me and Lance were there. We walked around the rave. I said, yo, Lance, with a drink? So, yeah. Went to the bar. I was booming, but I saw Bone Kid. I said, boy, let me get 2 Cokes. Oh, yeah, the Cokes were delicious, blood. I don't know what.
Just Coke?
Yeah, I don't really drink no more either.
No, but what do you mean delicious? What?
I don't know what it was, bro. Like, as in like...
But was it hot in there?
It was so refreshing, yeah.
It was hot in there.
That I went to the next bar and got another Coke, bro. I don't even drink Coke, bro. Refreshing, man.
I said, there's hella soda in this one, you know. All right, Q says, I've come to the conclusion that a lot of men haven't been around enough girl.
It's true.
It's true. Tedman Otputa says, man called Prada American Cup Grand Sports.
Yeah, that's what they called American Cups. That's it. So, you know what I meant, man. Don't be pedantic, man.
Charnel Hazel says, LOL Taser, salute. I don't know what she could be referring to. K Banks says, can't buy a girl with a boyfriend any gifts. Are you nuts? Must want to meet your maker. You're saying friend Taser, but if she was a dead thing, you wouldn't even consider it. We don't believe your story.
I heard that. Someone did say, oh, shit. You know, I've got questions actually that people ask. No, go on. You finish your thing and I'm going to find the questions.
Mother says, I want to know who's rubbing Marvin's feet. Just says, I think it's fine, even if he or she is in a relationship, especially if the item is exclusive or customized in a style that they like, i.e. Nike or Dior. Obviously, nothing inappropriate. This.
That's mad, isn't it?
Oh, raw.
So, 5 years ago today, the banner, the posters, Spotify went up and down.
That day was sweet, you know? Everyone getting to work tagging, man. Yo.
I might even finger this. I might even repost this tomorrow again.
Yeah, why not? So people can remember those. Man's done that, you know? Mm. Izzy Bambino says, caring for a female friend enough to buy her shoes, but not caring if she has a partner sounds a bit fishy. I mean, we did clarify she doesn't have a partner. But yeah.
But I think they were saying that the fact that you weren't sure.
I didn't need to clarify because I wasn't buying a gift out of malice. She didn't need to, that whatever she did with the gift is on her. It's not about me trying to outdo her boyfriend, potential boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. That wasn't my trail of thinking is what I'm saying. My friend is a human herself outside of being in a relationship. I wanted to buy my friend a gift. All of this, if she's in a relationship, it sounds very childish to me because that wasn't my intention. If I'm buying her lingerie with hopes of seeing her wear it one day and she's in a relationship, then of course that's bad. But I'm not doing that. I bought my brethren a pair of shoes that I thought would look nice on her. That's why I bought them. I messaged her, would these suit you? She said, that's my style. What size are you? That was it. The conversation wasn't even long. She was probably thinking, why are you asking me? Then it arrived. I said, yo, come collect them. She came to collect them. And that's the video that you lot saw. That was it. I don't understand why people are dragging it out. But anyway, John Omalade says, absolutely hilarious. Frankie Patek says, love the extra bit of content you guys are dropping. Appreciate you. Ibrahim says, what's the big problem? It's just like Marv said, I'm going to paraphrase. Their man are just thinking with their ill intentions. Normalize appreciating good people. Elijah Aramu says, I think it's fine to buy your friend's gift respectfully. But I will say on a previous podcast, Taser said that he doesn't mind waiting in the friend zone until the right time comes. Rah.
That's the problem though, that sometimes, that's why you, not to be careful what you say, but you have to, because context is everything with whatever you do say. No, sorry, context is everything with whatever you do. But what happened? Because we've done a podcast and people remember stuff. They're just going to say, but you said this, but yes, but the context is...
A girl that I moved to, a girl that I like.
Yeah. That's a girl I've moved to before. I haven't moved to this person. Mm. And also, you're just brethren.
Yeah.
So people are putting them in the same box that, I said you'll wait. But no, that's different because I moved to this girl. She wasn't available at the time. So I'm waiting. I got my ticket. 42.
That's it, 42.
You look up at the numbers.
Preparing order.
It's free. Fuck.
Please wait.
I was like, I'll just wait. Let me put some music on.
42!
What's what? The earphones, that, you get me? Whereas with that one, Taser never took a ticket. So he was never in the raffle.
I like that. Safe. Come See, on. My guy.
Come on.
Mon said, nah, Chelsea was meant to win that game. We was more hungry for it. What game was that? The United one.
Can't be, because that was on Sunday.
What game did they play before that? I remember.
Ash said, Sheffield United?
But they left a comment 2 days ago.
Oh.
Can't be the Sheffield United game.
Must be the Chelsea game. Yeah, it must be. Oh, yeah, it must be. Sorry. It was.
It's the 2-2?
Yeah. No, it was the Man United one. Too early. Yeah.
Ash said, jokes how Marvin got his political bearings career by referencing it to football.
But man's most of man's geography is because of football, bro. When you ask me questions, it's World Cup teams, even Europe. You think I know where Macedonia is? Moldova, come on, bro. I don't know these places, bro. San Marino, I don't know these places.
Oh, I know, man, smoke them.
Slovakia and them places there. What?
Yo, bookies are offering about £8 for everyone. Sorry, you got to put £8 to win £1. Them games there. Log. Grey D Lock says, how many corns have you got? It's so cheeky.
Hey, this
I did this. I just asked you a question, bro. It's the way you paused.
But you assumed I had corns. Why are you assuming?
You have corns. You're the one that says your feet are mashup.
No. I just said I don't show my feet.
All right, cool. Say that. Kathy Yu says, how do you not know if your female friend has a boyfriend or not, but you're buying her shoes? I think I've answered that question already. But yeah, you said you got questions for me.
Oh, yeah. I've got a couple here. So
before we wrap up,
do you find her attractive, the lady you gave?
She's too.
Yeah,
she's an attractive girl.
How do you qualify for gifts to the female friend?
You gotta ask your male friends what the qualification is. Everyone's different.
So, someone said, why post it but not her? If he's proud of her and what she's doing, why the cloak and dagger?
That's because you're now invested. I've definitely posted her before. You've seen Corey on my story. And I've said her name. You can go on her page. I don't understand. I'm not hiding her.
Someone said, the same person said, why didn't he tag her if it's a friendly thing and it's innocent?
I don't, you know what people say this here? When I'm talking about CMOS, she's there. Go on her page. It's there. You don't think it's some hidden girl? She's there. I don't understand what's going on. But anyway, go on.
Would you now go against relationship feelings that this lady may develop from the gift?
Oh, because I bought her shoes that she's going to probably wear on a date with another dude. What feelings is she going to develop for me? You lot are just doing hypotheticals. I don't know what you want me to say to that.
Someone else said, no question, but thanks, Taze. I will tell my best friend, my boy best friend. What's BFF? What's that?
Bestie.
Oh.
If you're someone's BFF, you're like their best friend.
Okay. So, no question, but thanks, Taze. I will tell my BFF to look at his age mates. It says, where is his presence for his male friends? Would he buy heels for a friend he thought was ugly? Would you buy a gift for a friend you thought was ugly?
All right, cool. First of all, the moment you become my friend, whether you're beautiful or ugly, it's irrelevant. You're my friend. So that's not neither here or there. I'm not in the game for judging my friends. Like, it's bare my male friends who are dusty. They're my bridges.
Raw.
Come on, man.
Or would you buy them gifts?
If I needed to, I'm paying for certain things, yeah, because you're getting married or it's your birthday or we're going out for something that you're doing. The friendship we have, if a man says, yo, I want to go to Vegas for my birthday, I have to find the money, no? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we have a friendship group where whatever you want to do for your birthday, a lot of the man them are saying, yeah, we're doing it. It's your birthday. That's man them. So with girls, it's not the case sometimes. Maybe girls will celebrate with their girls. But if I see a friend that's doing something and I see something that I think the friend would like as the way I look at my friend, I will buy the gift. I don't understand.
This question, where's Marvin's gift taste?
I've bought Marv flipping
James trainers. Who had a G-Wagon, bruv.
All right, let's get to 10,000 Patreon subscribers. So you lot listening, we're going to launch our Patreon soon. Once we hit milestone, what milestone? Okay, you lot let me know in the comments. What milestone can we hit numbers-wise? If it's 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, whatever. I need a milestone number that you lot are going to help me get to. And once we get to that, I'll buy Marv a gift. How about that?
No, a car.
A car? Wait, hold on. That man on 30,000 Patreons, bro. If you hit 30,000, I'll buy you a car. But until then, boy, let us know the number anyway. And it has to be under 10,000, man. If we get to 10,000, by all means, amazing. What? But you lot can't be screaming all of that and we're not
sick,
there yet.
That'll be sick promo, though. But
bro, route to 10,000.
All I'm saying is, if I buy you a gift, man better scream like Dave did with Stormzy, bro. Oh!
Bro, I want you to lose my legs over a gift. That gift better be a green box.
That video is too funny. Dave was like, oh! I said, nah, this is a big boy watch. Because Dave, psychodrama. Hey, man's turn giddy. Hey! Yeah, Dave, though.
Hey, but I feel like if I got your G63, you think it's a prank?
Yeah, definitely. I would. Yeah, I wouldn't even get in it.
You'd be leaving it for 2 weeks.
Until I see the logbook, I'm not interested, bruv. I can't have a lie. As soon as that car hits the ground, I got to park it somewhere. Bailiffs are after my blood. They will clamp that on the spot, blood.
Hey, the G60, like, large up James and
Throughout, man.
They're coming. We got to get them on the pod as well. We got to go join them as well.
Someone says, is he playing the long game?
As it stands today, 9th of April, Tuesday, 11 p.m. Nah, not playing the long game.
I think that's about it. Well, I got bear, but
they're stupid ones, isn't it? Yeah. It's because you got the context, so you know these questions don't make sense. That's why. But you can ask some of them if you want.
Someone says, I want to know why everyone and their dog has an issue with the shoe present.
Oh, I mean, you lot can let us know why in the comments. But like I said, personally, I just feel like some of the friendships that I have, because even some of my friends, were, like Cyan, I said I wasn't going to draw her out yet, but Cyan is my bridging, innit? And never move to each other like some people like to assume. Even when we were doing radio, bare people used to message in saying, oh my God, you guys sound so good together, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yo, listeners, we're brethren. Like, understand. Again, if sign is seeing someone and then that person is seeing all of this chitty chatter online, it's not cool because that's not the case. Do you know what I'm saying? But anyway, signs of brethren. Bro, I told you that time that my car got smashed into, I lost my bag. Tore up my car, yeah. And I feel like the person was watching me. That's why it annoyed me because I was like, why am I putting my bag back in my car like this? Like, and I know someone's seen me do it. But anyway, I come out of the car after the comedy show, my car's been smashed into. They've stolen the bag. There was like a cash in there, my bank cards, lip balm, all of that stuff. But the bag was a Gucci bag. The bag cost me like, I think 700 and certain pound. Cool. So obviously, but my BBC ID was in there, innit? So I messaged the group chat and let the chat know that, oh, my car got broken into. I've lost my stuff, but I'm letting you lot know because of my BBC ID. So the process of me getting to work might be a bit longer because all of that, blah, blah. If you lot can speed it up, please let them know. So that's why I told the group, cool. Anyway, the Saturday I go in, oh, there's a Gucci box on the table at my desk at work. I open the box, the same bag. And Sian's like, I'm sorry that you lost your bag. That's the kind of bridge Sian is. She didn't need to do that.
You didn't even ask.
I didn't ask her to do that. It wasn't like I was crying. It was just a bag and it is what it is. But Sian's my bridge. She got up early that day to go Selfridges or wherever she went to buy the same bag and gift me before I started work.
You see me, the type of friend I am, Taser messaged the group saying, my car got broken into.
You're laughing.
My car got broken into. My grills are gone. And some money. I swear. Taser has gone now. He did another free shot. So swear. All right, cool. Say nothing.
Yeah, well, that makes you more money though.
Man done the flyer. Man put the tickets out.
Wait.
You get me? I was there for man. I think that was Christmas Eve, you know?
Yeah. Well, you made money though.
I could have been at home with the family. Stuffing turkey. Hey. But I said to Taser, you know what? For you,
fuck that, man. You're
going to do this show, man.
You're making more money, bro.
And that picture, I've still got a picture. I think I'm wearing the Alpha bomber jacket. You're wearing the black hoodie. And then Babs is there.
Oh, swear.
Yeah, I've got that picture still.
You used to send me that, man. That's a throwback.
Me, you, Babs. And I think someone, I don't know if Ish is there. Might be there as well.
Okay, that's when Blacklisted was doing their thing.
Yeah. Pity, man. That was a very good pod, you know?
We've had some stories, you know? At some times, and it's me, sloppy. That day, got back from this. We had a This Is Boxing gig, and there was like a influencer. This was before influencer.
You still got that belt in it? Let me have it.
No? What do you mean, let me have it? That's getting in my office, bro.
Oh, allow me.
Nah. That's one of the pieces getting in my office.
Let me have it, man.
No. What?
Brother, allow me, man.
You don't got awards that I ain't got.
What awards have I got?
A set of awards that you don't know that I ain't got, bro.
No.
The plaques.
Do you know what the maddest thing is? I need to.
I've got two.
Two what?
Plaques.
How have you got two plaques?
How many awards have we won? Four.
I've got one.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, you're missing some, bro.
Yeah, I've only got Shepherd's. I've only got.
No, not plaques. I'm talking about awards. Remember, we won awards.
Yeah. How many have you got?
Hey, we got like, there's supposed to be like four. I've got two.
I've got the African Pride Award.
I can't remember. I just go to my mum's and check. But I know I've got two.
So you never care about them.
Because I don't care. I got nowhere to put them.
I've got the African Pride Award. And the Screenwriters Award.
Renovations and that. I'm trying to get my own yard.
And the Screenwriters Award.
I got something.
But the only reason I got the Screenwriters Award because I phoned them. I
asked for it.
And I told you, and I said, I got them to make me a copy. I had to pay for it.
Oh, yeah. See, there's something that I ain't got. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. But yeah, man.
They don't even know awards like that no more in podcasting like that.
They do, but they're over there, man.
Nah, man. The only awards I've seen recently is like Guap and a couple others.
Guap said they're going to shout, man. That's not what I meant. Someone said Guap should shout, man.
I spoke to someone about that, and then the person spoke to Guap, and they were like, something along the lines of, we would reach out, but we didn't think they'd be interested, or something like that.
No, but I hear that though. I hear that, and I understand. I get it, but at the same time, everything in God's timing. Just literally everything in God's timing. So. I understand that some people might make assumptions as to we're not willing to do certain things because of the way we are, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, it's a conversation. And the way we've been moving, everyone that's been on the pod, everyone we've worked with, has been a relationship. It's not just a, let's just slide in your DMs, cold email, and see if we can make things happen. A lot of it all in God's timing. So there's no bad blood with anybody.
Yeah.
It's just in God's timing.
I don't think it's because the way people see us in terms of, because we're quite confident and we're like, we seem like we know what we're doing. I think a lot of people just like, I don't think they'll be on it or whatever. I don't think they'll, it's like, nah, man, just reach out and say like,
if it makes sense, I can't lie. But some of you lot don't make sense. I'm going to be honest. I get an email. I'm like, wait, you want me to do what for what? Nah, man. Brother. What do you think this is? What is that?
Prawn dumpling.
But don't you get scared when the dumplings look like fried?
It's not fried.
Yeah.
I don't want it fried. I prefer it like steamed.
Oh, okay, cool. I need to open up my palate. I said that on the last episode. This all got
I got scared. I need to open up my...
So I got on to me, you know. Oh yeah. Also, I can't listen. Did they DM you?
Yeah.
Remember we dropped the episode, everyone getting your DMs about something.
I haven't checked my DMs.
Oh, I think we should do reacts, man, to TV shows and movies, man.
Who DM'd you? Oh, you mean the people that have listened?
Yeah, yeah. Remember we did something.
The footballer thing.
Yeah.
Well, I got better them.
Okay, cool. There you go. Say what? So we DM us the what's that thing called again?
TV. Or clipboard.
The clipboard thing.
Oh, clipper
for movies and that. Yeah. DM us that if you want us to do reviews on TV shows, like particular episodes as well. Like I don't want to watch the whole series, for example, and give a review. I just want to, if you've watched the show and you think like a particular scene or something's funny, send it to us and we'll do reactions to it. Because, bro, if there's certain scenes in BMF, yeah, bro, you would die if you just add a little bit of context to it. Even there's a show, I can't remember what the name is. There's a basically the story. I don't give a fuck about spoilers no more. I'm letting you lot know. No. I don't give a fuck. I don't
care.
No. Because some of these things ain't brand new. It's just that you ain't seen it. But sometimes you might be triggered to go see it because of the way I've explained it. So you just got to affirm it. But I'll do spoiler alert. If you don't want to hear the spoiler, then turn off the episode now. I'll do that before I speak. Now.
What about me though?
This is the beauty of being my brethren, man. So there's a show on Netflix, I can't remember the name, but it's about a son, yeah, who brings his fiance to meet the parents for the first time. But the dad becomes obsessed with the girl.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, yeah. And he starts linking on the low. Yeah. And then the son catches them beating, but then he ends up killing himself. Bro, the way the dad's having sex with this girl, yeah, is fucking hilarious. It's like, bro, you've got a whole wife and kids at home. But he's moving like this is the... You know when a man's got first bad B syndrome? Hey, and this thing, yeah, is moving. Like, it's like she knows she's got power. So she's juggling the son and the dad. Oh, bro, it's so funny. You're like, bro, you fell out of love because of that. You know, like when...
Yeah, but it's an old brother, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's funny because it's like, they're having sex on the floor, bro. Wooden. Cheeks out.
Do when you beat a girl, I'll just end on this. When you beat a girl with no mattress, yeah, on the floor, she's getting the full pam. Like... Because remember, because sometimes the bed takes some of the fools. When it's on the floor, she is feeling the full palm. Or so I've heard anyway.
Hey, but nah, man. I can't be doing bareback on the wooden floor, bro. It's cold, you know. Nah. I don't care what type of infatuation you have. Brother, there's a bed there, bro. Get up, man. Wooden floor. Just bare chafing in that. Nah.
That's a quickie though, man. Sometimes that's what it is.
What you mean? Why are you horizontal?